Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It cannot be any other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein. What is energy, and how does it impact you, the people around you, and especially your business? I think as a CEO, a business leader, a business owner, sometimes we ignore or we don't give enough attention to our own energy. So many times we drain our own energy, we get stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, and we forget a lot of the times to fill our own energy back up again, to fill up our own cup. And so many of the high performers, business owners, CEOs that I coach and work with, this is one of the things that I really get them to focus on first and foremost. And if I'm being totally honest, it's probably one of the things that they struggle with most, which is filling their own cup, looking after their own energy, and prioritizing that maybe ahead of other things within the business that needs to get done. But here's what's most important. If you don't prioritize your own energy, if you're not prioritizing your mind, your body, your health, your physiology as a whole, then you could be a shadow of yourself, or you could be a shadow of your potential self in terms of how you actually show up, how you can influence your team, and how you can influence the performance of those people that are in that company working with you and for you. That could be so much more when you begin to look after your own energy, take it that bit seriously, start to fill up your own cup, and start to prioritize who you are and prioritize your own physiology. So we're all energetic beings, every single one of us, and we all know that sometimes if we walk into a room, we can feel that energy in the room. A word doesn't need to be said. We get a feeling, an intuitive feeling. We feel something. We feel a vibration because we give off vibrations of energy. And our emotional state and how we're thinking and how we're feeling is generally what we're going to give out. So the energy that we give off is motor vibrations. The energy we take in is sensory vibrations. We take in energy through our five senses, mainly hear, see, smell, taste, touch. So if we're not looking after ourselves, if we're not filling up our own cup, if we're not looking after our health, then our energy is not going to be where it could be. We're not going to be as productive as we could be. But more than anything, it's how it influences other people when we're not feeling the way we could feel, when we're not looking after ourselves. So, and also like learning to shift and change your energy. And I'm going to go into a few different things that you can use and implement here and you can take straight away and put into action. But when we look at shifting and changing our energy from a brain or a mind perspective, there's three things that we can do. And there's only three things that we can control essentially that actually impacts our energy, let's say, and impacts how we show up. Number one is our perception. Number two is our decisions. And number three is our actions. Number one is our perception. Number two is our decisions. Number three is our actions. So when we shift and change our perception of ourself, first and foremost, we change. Our energy changes. We get a different perspective on who we are, and we get a different perspective on what we're capable of, what we deserve in life. We automatically begin to raise our standards if we change and shift our perception of ourselves. And in doing that, we can learn to become more authentic and have more authentic energy also in terms of how we actually show up. When we shift and change our perception on our challenges, our struggles, the hurdles that we face, and we can find a benefit in the challenge or a positive in the negative, that also impacts our physiology, it impacts our energy, it impacts how we deal with certain situations, and again, it impacts how we show up just by changing our perception, by looking at something differently. This is something that I take all the guys that I coach through as an exercise, and I ask the right questions, specific questions, when they're getting challenged by specific things, to get them to shift their perspective. And one of the biggest things that I see when I actually do that with clients is the shift in their energy. They feel more relaxed, they feel calmer. And one of the most common things that people say is, I never seen it that way before. And the reason that we've never seen it that way before is because, one, we haven't went and looked at it from a different perspective, and we haven't asked ourselves the right questions. So when we begin to shift and change our perception and how we look at certain things, then our energy and our physiology changes, how we show up changes, which leads into the decisions that we then make from a different perspective. Because if we're feeling more balanced, if we're more authentic, if we're feeling more whole, let's say, more balanced, we're not emotionally charged by our challenges and the things that's going on around us externally, then the decisions that we make are going to be different. They're going to be better because we tend to become more objective. We're making better decisions because we're more objective in our thinking. We're not being irrational. We're not acting from instinct or impulse a lot of the times, which then affects our actions. So how we show up, the energy that we have, the actions that we take, the momentum that we get, especially within business, when we've shifted our perception of something, the decisions that we then begin to make and the actions that we then begin to take creates more momentum, creates more growth, and it creates a different state of being, a different state of energy. So when we look at energy, it's good to look at it from, let's say, like, to tie this in, let's look at different emotions in terms of how your energy can be described. So there's a fantastic book called Levels of Energy by Frederick Dodson, and there's another really good book by David Hawkins called Power versus Force, and he looks at different levels of energy, or this has also been known as different levels of consciousness, because our energy and our level of consciousness and awareness and again influences who we are and how we show up. It influences our energy and it influences us as an energetic being. So on a lower frequency, we have emotions and energy of like shame, guilt, apathy, which is just kind of like, I don't really want to do anything anymore. You're kind of stuck in that middle ground. You don't know who you are, what you're doing, what you even want. Then there's fear. And as you begin to move up the scale, the level of energy then is desire, and then anger, and then pride, and then courage. And then at 250 on the scale, you have neutrality, which is where you're kind of more neutral. You're in the middle. You've kind of scaled past the fears, the desires, the angers, the prides, the courage. And maybe you're feeling more balanced, more centered, more neutral within yourself. Then the higher levels of energy lead to willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace. And the highest level of energy and frequency on the scale is enlightenment. Now, are we ever going to reach enlightenment? Probably not. Are you ever going to, even if you did, stay there? Probably not. We're human beings. We live on planet Earth. We go through different frequencies, different energies. We go through different emotions. But when we learn to dissolve and when we become more conscious of these types of energies and the things that we experience, we can begin to transcend them. Because when we begin to transcend our judgments of ourselves, our judgments of others, and we begin to see how this has paved the way for you to become who you are, or how it's served a purpose in your life, then you can begin to transcend a lot of those things, which your level of energy becomes higher. Let's say you don't get as challenged by the lower energies. Maybe you don't get stuck in that energy zone of shame and guilt and apathy, etc., because you've raised your conscious awareness, you've raised your level of awareness, you've raised your mindset, and you've raised your vibration and energy frequency. And again, they look at that from, let's say again, looking at that from a business perspective, then when you start to raise your level of energy, you begin to get on frequency of other people who are on the same level, and you begin to resonate with those people. You begin to hear what they're talking about, see what they're doing, and you begin to connect with those people also. And when you do that, then that opens up more doors, it opens up more opportunities, and it opens up ways for you to progress in the way that you want, because you're now starting to resonate with people on the level that you want to get to, let's say. And that happens, again, taking it right back to the start, by shifting and changing your energy as a human being, by looking after yourself, by implementing certain strategies that you can do on a daily basis, by looking at your environment and who you're surrounding yourself with, Are these people bringing my energy down? Are these people feeding me in a good way? Why am I allowing this to happen, etc.? And again, I'm not coming from a point of view that, oh, there's energy vampires and they're there to drain your energy and blah, 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 and blame other people and act the victim. No. Accept responsibility. That's one of my biggest things. It's accepting personal responsibility. You're in control of shifting and changing your environment. You're in control of putting yourself in these certain environments, and you're in control of staying there or not. It's not about other people and blaming them, but it's also about looking at those influences. It's also about looking at that environment in terms of how it's actually impacting you, and then beginning to make the shifts and the changes that's needed in order for you to be influenced in a better way and to feel better. So from a business perspective, and from a business growth perspective, it's important, especially if you're leading teams, to focus on, well, what kind of energy am I bringing? What kind of energy am I bringing to the team? Am I showing up with inspiration? Am I showing up with good energy? Or am I showing up with fear and resentment and nervousness and anxiousness? And how is that impacting people? How is that impacting my team? Am I even aware of that? Because if we're showing up with fear and resentment and feelings of anxiety and nervousness, then you can guarantee that that's what people are picking up, and that's what they're going to be influenced by, and that's what they're going to feel, it's what they're going to hear. And then people start to ask questions, people then start to get worried, people then start to get fearful, all because we haven't checked in with ourselves. You haven't checked in with how you're feeling before you actually approach your team or your workplace, etc. Am I saying that you need to be happy and buzzing and fantastic energy all day, every day? No. I also don't buy into that, because again, you're a human being and energy shifts and changes, but we can become more conscious of it. We can control it. We can shift and change it by implementing certain things on a daily basis that looks after our own personal energy. And the biggest one for me, obviously when I'm coaching people, I look at so many different things. First and foremost, I look at their sleep. What's your sleep like? Because if you're not sleeping properly, if you're not getting deep restorative sleep on a nightly basis, then again, you're impacting, your level of impact that you can have is really, really compromised, because you're going to show up half of the version that you could be if you addressed your sleep and looked after it and started to get deep restorative sleep on a nightly basis. It's one of the things that I look at with the guys that I coach on a consistent basis, is what's your sleep like? Is it broken? Are you getting deep sleep? Are you going to bed early enough? Are you waking up throughout the night? Like, give me an example of what's going on, and then we look to address that, and we look to change that. And one of my clients has been sending me his screenshots of his whoop recently, and he's now at 97% on his recovery and his whoop score, which is fantastic. It's nearly at 100% score by implementing certain things that I've taken him through to improve his sleep. So again, you look also at exercise. Are you exercising on a consistent basis? What are you eating? What's your nutrition like? You can't feed yourself and feed your body junk and expect to feel good and powerful and empowering and have abundant energy when you're feeding your yourself junk food. It's just not going to happen. Am I saying again, you can't enjoy your treats and nights out and have beer, etc.? No, but we have to look at those things. You have to look at what you're doing on a daily basis that impacts your energy, because everything that we do feeds our body information, whether it's what we watch, what we listen to, who we listen to, what we eat, what we drink. It feeds our body information and it impacts our energy. Other things that we can do, we can look at meditation, simple practices, breath work, grounding, nature, switching off, having free time where you don't go to work and you take time out to be creative and think. All these different things are ways for you, are a way for you to fill up your own cup again, to look after your own energy again, and they really start to focus on, right, well, how am I feeling? How do I want to show up? And how can I be a better version of myself? How can I really begin to protect and look after my energy? And if I was doing that on a consistent basis, then how would that impact my team? How would that impact my business? How would that help me show up differently? How would that help me attract different types of clients, better clients, more clients that you want to work with at a different level? How would that open up different opportunities for me to grow into the person that I want to be, and for me to grow my company, my business, the level that I wanted to be? And we all heard of that quote, which is, your vibe attracts your tribe. And as cheesy as it might sound sometimes, it's true. If you're stuck in lower levels of energy, then you're going to vibrate and resonate with people who are on that same frequency. And if you begin to raise your level of energy up, then you're just not going to be consciously aware of the stuff that's going on lower, because you're going to be looking out for different things. You're going to be feeding your mind with different information, and you're going to be looking to connect with different people that are on the same frequency, doing the same thing that you want, and connecting with those people so you can grow to that position also. So to go back to the original point for this podcast, which is looking after your own energy. If you're a business owner, if you are managing a team, if you're an executive of some sort, if you're a human being living on planet Earth, you need to protect, you need to look after your energy, and you need to feed your own cup in order for you to show up in the best possible, most inspiring way. Now, what I will say after this is, if you are looking to shift and change those things, if you are looking to shift and change your energy, it doesn't have to be like trying to bombard yourself with so many different things all at one time. Just become conscious first and foremost. Become conscious of your environment. Become conscious of who you're around. Become conscious of what you're listening to, why you're listening to it. What am I feeding myself in my mind and my body? And what subtle changes can I make on a daily basis that over time will compound and create a different result for me? Okay, guys, again, as always, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying the information, if you're enjoying listening to me sharing some of the things that I have learned and experienced and taken people through in a coaching space, if you're enjoying the information that I'm sharing, then I would really appreciate it for you to share the podcast on with other people, to give it a rating on Apple or Spotify, and to share it in your social media, and to share it with your friends also. So again, it helps me know that I'm sharing valuable information for you, and it also helps the podcast grow. Okay, guys, have a good one. Speak soon.